Worthing Podcast with Patrick Woodward.
Welcome to the Worthing Podcast with me, Patrick Woodward. I'm putting in an extra one this month in order to bring you a couple of items of local news and also to talk about what some of Worthing's young people are getting up to early in April. If you're a fan of live theatre, Worthing's a good place to be, with three venues, the Assembly Hall, the Pavilion and the Connaught Theatre. Plenty of opportunity to see real people treading the boards, as they say, in front of you, and entertaining audiences with, well, whatever, a Shakespeare play, like we featured Macbeth a few weeks ago, something lighter, like a comedy, or a musical, either put on by the many professional companies that come to Worthing, or by the numerous local theatre groups, who give their time freely to come and take to the stage for our benefit. Most of us would balk at the idea of actually going on stage and being in a production, but it helps to start young. That's where The Gang Show comes in, and there's a chance to see it early in April. The Gang Show, Gee, It's a Wonderful Life, is a regular feature of Worthing's theatre scene. It's a review-style variety show from local guide and scout groups of all ages. Worthing Cubs, Brownies, Scouts, Guides, Explorers and Rangers have been entertaining the community for over 50 years. The performances include musical acts, dance, comedy, sketches, drama and more. Not only does a gang show entertain the local community, but it also acts as a learning opportunity. The young people involved can develop performance skills and experience stage production. I went along to one of the rehearsals and was impressed by the number of people involved and the quality of the performance. I spoke to the show's producer, Mark Scott, who's also Worthing Scouts Deputy District Commissioner.
So Gang Show is a variety show put on by the Scouts and Guides of Worthing. So that's straight from Brownie Age, Cub Age, through to Scouts, Guides, Explorers, Rangers, and then the leaders up to the age of 25. The origins are a guy called Ralph Reeder back in the Second World War who was a showman himself, and he brought together a group of people to do a variety show. And one of the youngsters came in, turned around to Ralph Reeder and went, "Skip, the gang's all here." And from that moment on, the word gang show has really stuck.
So now this is a regular feature in Worthing, isn't it? You do it, what, every 2 years?
Every 2 years. So it takes us 7 months of rehearsals, and before that we're putting it all together and getting it all sorted out, so we can't do it every year. So we need the 2 years to actually have a break, gather ourselves again, redo the show, and then right, we're off. So yeah.
So what is the aim of it? What are you trying to do with the gang show, would you say?
We're just trying to give the young people a chance to develop. A lot of them have got a love for being on the stage. Some of them have never done it before, so that's brave. They commit to doing the show, which is excellent, showing commitment, and we're going to go and do this. And it really does just develop them. I was on stage at the age of 8. I don't have a problem now with going in front of a whole board of people at work and giving a presentation. It just gives you that confidence to get on with life.
So give me a feel of the show. What can people expect when they come to see it?
So we've got numbers, like we've got a good fun dance number called Tea, which is quite fast for them to dance to. Got a show all about space. We've got a number all about Paris. The Cubs and Brownies, they're doing a number about Roald Dahl. So, and it's just quite fast-paced.
So we're out here on a Sunday afternoon with your rehearsals, and they've been doing this every week since September.
Yep.
It must take a lot of commitment on behalf of the young people to do this.
Yes, it does, and they have to sign up to it. So we do get their buy-in to it. If they start to miss rehearsals, we will chase to find out where they are, because it becomes very, very difficult. If you're setting a number just for one or two to be absent, it makes it very hard to set the choreography.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously one of the challenges involved with setting up something like this, but there must be others as well. How difficult is it to put a show together like this?
So there's a team of adults behind this. So you've got myself as the producer, and I'm in charge of overall gang show. Then we've got Cara, the director. We've got Lucy, the assistant director, who does Cups and Brownies. We've got Sarah, who supports me as cast liaison. We've got a team of four doing the front of curtain numbers. So we've got Harry, Tavis, Jenna and Emily. So that's good. At home at the moment, we've got my wife Lou and my mother-in-law Vanessa putting together costumes.
All right, so it's very much a family.
Unfortunately, it is. Yes. My house is a tip at the moment. It's full of costumes.
Right. Mark Scott, producer of this year's Gang Show. I spoke to two of the cast members, Georgia and Laura. First, Georgia explained she's not new to this.
This is my fifth show now. It comes very easy to me now.
What do you like most about it?
What I like about it the most is that you get to meet up with your friends on an extra day, and you get to put all of this hard work into it, and you get to perform a show at the end of it, which is a very rewarding result, because you see how far it comes from just learning the lyrics in September, and then all of a sudden you're on stage in April performing at the Pavilion.
Then I asked Laura, who's done three shows already, how it's been going this year.
I think it's going really well. I think we've definitely got further than we have in previous years. Everyone's started learning the words a bit quicker. The dances are getting a bit further along than normal, so I think it's going to be a very good show.
And I mean, you're turning out. This is a Sunday afternoon. You could be at home, but you're turning out to this, and you've been turning out to this every Sunday since what, September?
Yeah, I really enjoy like being busy and getting the chance to do like extra stuff. So I always enjoy this, and it's always something to look forward to at the end of my week.
Do either of you get nervous when you're on stage?
No, it just blacks out. Yeah. You kind of just go into a state where you just black out everything, and you know what you have to do, and you just focus on getting it done, and that's your goal, is to do it. And you go back, you go on stage, do what you need to do, come back off and prepare yourself to when you have to next go back on stage. And then after the show's done, it's just life goes back on.
What do you think it's like for some of the younger ones who are maybe doing this for the first time? Because you were in that position.
Yeah, once. I think originally it was quite scary, not knowing what's going to happen, standing in front of like a crowd worth of people. But then you just kind of, because you've been practicing since September, you have it all engraved in your head. You get on there and you just do it. It just comes naturally, and it happens so quickly that you don't really realise it's happened.
With all this experience behind them, I wondered if they'd thought about acting as a career. Here's Georgia again.
I originally started it as just a bit of fun. Yes, I would, but it's also like I've got to be personally realistic. So I think that's what I'm focused on, and I focus on myself at the time when I'm doing the show.
Yeah. What do you think, Laura?
Yeah, I've looked at it as an idea, but I think, again, I'm going to be realistic and maybe not continue it as a career, but I'd quite like to maybe come back and help with gang shows in the future instead as well.
That's Laura and Georgia, cast members from this year's gang show. From what I saw at the rehearsal, the commitment and talent's going to stand all these young people in good stead for whatever the future holds. As far as producer Mark is concerned, he'll just be relieved when it's over. What's he hoping for?
Just for it to run smoothly. That is the goal. You don't want any issues. You just want it to run. Cara, who's the director, she'll be in the corner on the DSM's chair. I'll be backstage changing radio mics. So it's a case of it's running, and then we go and do another job. So the director and myself, we don't actually get to watch the show. We're busy. So we don't want any issues. We just want it to run.
Will it be okay?
Should be perfect.
Will it be right on the night?
Should be perfect. We're now polishing.
I'm sure it will. That's Mark Scott, producer of this year's gang show, Gee, It's a Wonderful Life. It's on at the Pavilion Theatre from April the 10th to the 13th. Get your tickets from the box office on Worthing 206 206. And thanks to Worthing Theatres for the use of their blog about the show, which you can find at wtm.uk/gang-show.
News and views of Worthing.
The Worthing Podcast.
With Patrick Woodward.
Now, I don't normally do shout-outs in the Worthing podcast, but hey, it's great to have some positive feedback. So hi to Toby Wilson, who put a comment on the Facebook page. He says, I've lived here 11 years, but your podcasts have shown me sides of Worthing I've never heard of from local press, so thanks for your work. Thank you, Toby. I'm glad you like what we're doing.
The Worthing Podcast.
Now, in other news, a couple of forthcoming events. Some months back, I visited Audio Active in Worthing, a brilliant youth-oriented music and rehearsal studio. Over Easter, they'll be running free holiday activities and food, that's HAF, or HAF, is it? Music-making sessions in Worthing. These sessions are open to young people aged 11 to 16 who are eligible for free school meals. Led by professional artists, the project provides an opportunity to rap, sing, produce and record music. Participants will also receive free food and they could be signposted to further opportunities in the future. To sign up, visit audioactive.org.uk. And the green light's been given to a new community park in West Durrington that residents and local groups helped to design. It'll be a new play park and multi-use games area with junior football pitches and community allotments on the land to the north of Fulbeck Way, West Durrington. The park's been designed to cater for all ages, genders and abilities, with designated zones and disability-friendly equipment, including a carousel and seesaw suitable for wheelchair users. Plenty of benches, picnic tables and cycle stands have been incorporated into the design to encourage a communal feel and promote active travel. The approved plans also include fresh planting of trees, shrubs and hedges and 20 new allotment plots next to the existing Humber Avenue Community Allotment site. There'll be a community orchard, a large community allotment and a community garden that's suitable for disabled users. So let's hope that all goes ahead speedily and makes a real difference to people living in West Durrington. And that's it from this edition of the Worthing Podcast. Join me again soon. Until then, from me, Patrick Woodward, thanks for listening, and I look forward to seeing you again soon.
News and views of Worthing.
The Worthing Podcast.
With Patrick Woodward.